T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We're going to go right up till 6 o'clock. The PM guys will take you there. So there's 1 hour left of Cook and Joe. Ron, of course, is on vacation this week. People have stepped up in a big, big way, well past 200,000 meals donated. So it's been a pretty incredible day, but we got to keep it going. I want to get closer to 300,000 than not by the end of the show, which is 2 o'clock. Closer to 200,000 or 300,000 than not. That's the idea here. And here to help is Mr. Cody Sable. He's in studio with me right now. I don't even know exactly how to describe what you do. You just told me, Cody, I guess a speed painter, a finger painter, who can do what? If I asked you to give me a profile of Andrew McCutchen at the plate, you could whip that up right here?
Yeah. I don't know if it would turn out good. I would need some time to study it. But yeah, I say live performance painter. Like, I like performing in front of audiences. But saying finger painter, you know, keeps you humble.
So you mentioned that you used to like Chris Muller, to listen to him. If I had a portrait of Mulsey, it would take you a long time because he has a very, very large cranium. But yeah. How long would it take you? If I gave you a headshot of Mulsey and said, could you paint that, Cody? You're a speed painter. How long?
So I could probably, it all depends on the image that I get. So if I had to paint a specific subject like Chris, I'd probably go on his Instagram page or his Twitter page. I'd look through hundreds of pictures and pick one that I think would work best with my style. And then I would spend time studying that image, breaking it down into sections. And from there, it's easy for me to like compartmentalize it in my head.
Yes.
To where I try to isolate colors and I isolate like different sections of the portrait. And that allows me to be able to paint it as fast as I can and give you guys the illusion that I'm doing a really nice job here.
Yes. And do you special? Oh, my God. Mulsey's here. Now, do you two already know each other?
No. Well, we
He's
met
a big
one
fan,
time.
Mulsey.
Yeah. I listened to you when you were on the when you were doing the nightly show.
Those nightly days, the Undertaker's theme music. Yes. Yeah. 10 to 2, 2 to 6.
There was one year that you we said we were going to root for the Clippers.
Oh, yeah. We did Lob City updates. Oh, yeah. This was the Teen Wolf era of producing when they had DeAndre Jordan and Blake and CP3. Yeah, we just became the official Pittsburgh home of the Clippers.
No offense to Mulsey, but you see the size of his head. It could take even a speed painter days to paint that thing.
7 5/8 now that I shaved my head. Yeah. When I had hair, and there are some bad pictures here, it was a 7 3/4 hat size.
Yeah.
It is now what I'll say, because I heard Joe talking about this, so I had to come in.
Yeah.
A very symmetrical head, as you can see.
Yeah.
It really is, actually.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Poor Crowley shaved his head this morning. And
on air.
Not a bad look. I think his scalp was so pale it invented a new shade of white. Like, it was just like, it was like ghostly.
Yeah,
he had that little bullet kind of thing going.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think, so I cut my own hair. Shocking, right?
No, now, yeah.
If you were going to paint my head, I think it would be surprisingly easy. Just draw a big circle.
Yeah.
Just draw just a huge circle and put a little stubble in.
Oh, well, there's certain colors for that. Like, if you just take a regular skin tone, like you know, your peach, we actually, there's a name for it. Oh, my gosh. It's like a Tropic Sun that I use from Home Depot.
Tropic Sun?
Yeah. Because it's actually a little more like peach, a fleshy type of color, instead of like vibrant and bold like that. But like, if you just add a little bit of like a charcoal gray, it turns it into like what you would use for like stubble.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, this is long hair for me right now. I am a big fan of yours, and I always ask people who have talents that I consider to be amazing, which I would file you in that box.
Thank you.
When did you know, like, I have a gift that most people do not have? Like, I can do this. I can do this at a super high level. Joe knows this. We used to work together. He knows this is one of my favorite questions to ask people.
And I loved painting when I was a kid. I would paint pictures out of Sports Illustrated with watercolors.
I couldn't draw. I couldn't paint. My whole rest of my family got that talent. But when did you know? When were you like sitting there going, wait a minute now?
Yeah, I was a sophomore at Kentucky Christian University playing football. And to get away from football, like, because it was just practice, film on the practice that you just practiced, weights, class, kind of, and then do it all over again. So to get away from all that, like having the same day every time, I made friends with these musicians that were on campus. They had like a band, and I would paint while they would play. And I remember we tried to make it like a little performance-y thing, like kind of what I do now, just, you know. And I remember doing it and not necessarily being good at it, but being like, I love this. Like, this is the only thing I want to do for like the rest of my life. And I don't know. I found out it was possible for me back in like 2018. Because I worked with Tun Jokin at the Bible Chapel. Mm-hmm. And eventually my art started, like, the paychecks and the art started surpassing what I was doing at church. And I was just like, I think
I could do this.
The money side of it was like, oh, well, the money's telling me I can do this. So I should
Let's jump right in there. Between now and 2 p.m. when Malzi takes the air, you can call 412-920-9444. That's 920-9444 to bid for an in-person painting from Cody Sable at his studio in the next week. You want to expound on that? I guess also, are you willing to take on perhaps a Malzi project at some point?
Enough paint.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there's always enough. There's always enough paint.
Let's go to a warehouse.
I would be stressing that paint. You'd have to bring a lot. Bring an extra bucket or two.
He'd have to go to a Sherman Williams and buy out every bucket.
Sherman Williams.
Who was Sherman Williams?
Sherman Williams might have played in like the NBA, dude.
I think he was a defensive end, as was Cody at Kentucky Christian. Yes.
Yeah, he was great. Sherwin is who I work with more closely, though. But the good news is it would only have to be like one color.
I was going
to
say, you can go with the peach color and then the stubble color and then kind of do the thing. Just make the eyes look good. That's all I ask.
Yeah,
all
of right. course.
Thank you, Malzi.
Cody, sorry to pop in on you
guys.
No, I'm
glad you did. Thanks, man.
So tell us a little more about what people can bid on here with you, Cody.
Yeah, so I like having this, this idea of somebody coming to the studio for me to do a painting for them live. And it's kind of like a nice, like, intimate, like, you know, thing. You could bring your friends or family and we could just chill out and hang out and I'll make something for you right there. I thought it would be a cool way of not just like painting, you know, maybe it is a painting of Sidney Crosby that you want, or maybe it's a painting of your kids playing basketball for, you know, Pine Ridgeland Middle School or Norwin High School or whatever it is. So I think doing something that's a little more intimate like that is always a cool thing. So I would love to have you come to the studio that I'm getting the keys to today. So it might be like a week or two until we get that up and running. But yeah, come on down and we'll.
And where's the studio?
We just put one in White Oak,
little
bit closer to home. Yeah,
beautiful. So these, obviously the bidding comes in the form of donations here. Yes, Falsey?
That's correct.
So people can donate by texting, can they?
Yeah.
What's the best form of bidding on this?
Same as we've been doing all day.
Okay.
As I recall.
Okay.
Texting NEED, NEED, to 50155.
Very good. Sounds great. Man, I would love to get in on this one.
What would you have me paint?
It's funny you ask. I still hold a painting very dear to my heart, my daughter's heart. We were in Florida once, and there was, I don't know if this is what you do, but there was a guy in the lobby, and we went up to him, and I said, could you imagine her playing softball and me, whatever, coaching, standing there watching as a fan, whatever, and do a painting of that? And he studied us for a while, like you said, and he drew it sort of not a distorted way, but you know what I mean? Big head and things like
caricature.
That. Little body. And it's fabulous just what he evoked in that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I think when you do like type of art like that, like caricatures, it's all about like the sort of exaggerated facial features and
yes.
sort of exaggerated emotions, because they have to read kind of your face and they also have to read kind of your demeanor too, to be able to capture you in a, very quickly and in that amount of time.
Yeah, it was great. I, like Chris just said, I have unbelievable admiration for what you do, and
oh,
I appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And that number for a painting experience with Cody Sable at the studio, 412-920-944. That's actually the way to do this, Bolsey, is call that number.
412-920-9444.
That's right. To bid on an in-person painting from Cody at his studio in the next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jay Caulfield. Is Jay already on the line? I think Folsey's calling him right now. We'll talk a little bit of hockey. I want to tell you that through the Feed the Need Radiothon, we've already raised funds for upwards of, 230,000 meals. We're looking to go toward 300,000 by the end of the show here. And then Chris will pick it up, our friend Malzi, from 2 to 6. I believe Donnie Football will be in with him. And the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, tells us that a significant need for food increased when COVID hit the area of March 2020, primarily due to job loss, the elimination of school meal programs. 3 years later, the effect's still prevalent in the region. So Odyssey Pittsburgh is once again hosting this radiothon to raise funds and awareness for those in need. And it's called the Giant Eagle Feed the Need. Food Bank tells us 1 in 9 of our neighbors is currently facing food insecurity. Every $1 can provide up to 3 healthy meals. All right, let's go out to the Nemacolin fan hotline. Nemacolin around every corner creates real life magic for guests. Jay Caulfield, Stanley Cup champion, brought to you by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And Jay, we were just talking about Mario's comeback, last week with Ron, and how I think it's one of the great feats in hockey history, although maybe only second on his list of great feats, that he came back with your training and had, 76 points in 43 games, which is still, since 95-96, the fifth highest points per game in all those years. And I know, too, that off the ice, everybody knows what Mario has done. And I know giving back is a love of yours, too. When I say community service, what does it mean to you?
I mean, I think every player, anybody that comes through playing, lucky enough to play sports in Pittsburgh, and I think they all feel the community and what it's all about. And what you guys are doing today is outstanding. And Giant Eagle and the food bank, all that stuff. I think everybody would feel the same way, Joe. I think you're lucky enough to have played a sport, and you're lucky enough to find any way to help out, you know, in any capacity, whatever it might be.
Can you hear me, Jay?
Yep.
Okay.
I got you. You got me, Joe?
Yeah, I do. I have you as well. Yeah, we're doing an unbelievable job. The people are doing an unbelievable job today here at the fan, through the fan, through all of our stations. We're heading toward 300,000 meals donated. Let's touch on a little hockey. And in the meantime, people...
Before we get to that, Joe, how about Alicia and I, my wife and I, will give $500 because I'm going to match. I think I heard Greg Brown say if somebody gives $500, he has to say your word in Crinkling on the air. Is that true?
Well, we're still working out the parameters of that. Yes, that was true. So, we don't know exactly how it's going to work, but eventually through a donation, in Crinkulant will be said on the air. Yes.
Okay. So I thought I heard him say $500. So my wife and I, my wife Alicia and I, will donate $500 to this cause. And Greg Brown, I'll look forward to having him say, and you can keep me posted when he does it, but for you as well, Joe, to have your word out there, that only gets better.
That's exactly right. Well, we appreciate that, man, stepping up here in the moment with $500 to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That is really big. Thank you, Jay, very much
for
that.
You're welcome. Let's talk hockey.
What happened last night? What happened? I thought they were back in the game. They tied it, and then it looked like there was a, I don't know, Casey's been playing well, but I didn't like that go-ahead goal.
No, I know. That's a tough one there, without a doubt. I mean, I think just in general that you have a game against a Detroit team that they've moved on from so many players. They signed Dylan Larkin. They're more about trying to be in this hunt for Bedard versus winning games. They're out there. They're playing a game hard. And the Penguins just didn't have it in this. It didn't start well. They bounced back in the second period and didn't have it in the third. And you can't play games in this league like that if you want to be successful. And then you need to stop. And nothing more than that, right, John? It's been a topic of ours almost every week for the last quite some time now. And Casey DeSmith had a chance to run with the idea of him being the guy, right? He's going to be the guy a little bit. They leaned on him, and it didn't go well. So, and again, the first, if you look at the second and third goals, there's nothing Casey DeSmith could do about those. It's always going to come down. It's going to come down to that fifth and sixth goal that gets away from him, and nobody knew it more than he did last night. In his interview, he was honest up front, and that was a tough one to give up, that fifth and sixth goal.
Yeah, I was listening to him after the game as well. Jay Caulfield on the Nemecolon fan hotline. So what do you do in the next game then? If Jari's ready to go, do you go back to him?
Yeah, we go right. That's it. I think that if he's not in the game, then I think he's still – I think it gave time last night for Mike Sullivan to reward Casey DeSmith and give him a chance, in my opinion. And all the players feel this in the locker room too. I guarantee it. They're knowing right now Casey DeSmith's been on a run, playing good hockey, and they think he could be they were going to lean on him. And that meant if he won last night, he would have got the start, I guarantee it, in Nashville, against Nashville. But after last night, you're not going to do that. If Jari's ready to go, you now got to go back. You got to go with him tomorrow night.
I agree with you. Jay, thank you for stepping up with that donation. We'll talk more hockey at a different time here as the Penguins make their playoff push. We really appreciate that, man. It's always great to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe. You take care, and good luck the rest of the night.
Thank you. That's Jay Caulfield stepping up with a $500 donation on the spot there as we move, hopefully, toward 300,000 donated meals. I haven't mentioned yet the best thing about this hour. Here's the incentive for this hour. And with a $50 donation, which is equivalent to 150 meals, a $50 donation, you will win the chance to be the fourth golfer with Cale Berger, Paul Zeiss, and yours truly, I think at Chartier Club, right, Folsey?
Chartier's Country Club.
Yes, sir. Plus lunch. I'm not going to get a word in edgewise with Zeiss and Berger there. You think Cale orders a burger? Do you like that horse, or do you think he orders Cale? I had to do that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It was okay.
In the middle of all this. You know?
Yeah.
It was right there for me.
Yeah.
So
softball.
Can you imagine that?
I have a hard time imagining it, honestly. What a golf experience would be like.
$50. You can text it to NEED, N-E-E-D. Text that word to 50155. Call 412-663-5664. Go to the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center at 937thefan.com. One of those ways to get this done, and you can have a chance to be the fourth golfer with Cale Berger, Paul Zeiss, and yours truly at Chartier's Country Club. Not sure exactly when, but wow, is that going to be an outing? Have you ever seen Zeiss on the golf course?
I've seen videos.
It's priceless. Forget about how much this would cost.
That
it's
man
absolutely
has the most
priceless.
Violent swing I've ever seen.
He crushes the ball, too. It's got a tail to it. Doran Dickerson's unbelievable. He shoots the ball directly to his left, and it comes back like a boomerang. I've never seen anything like it. So, again, text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Cam Hayward coming up next. And we're also going to get an update on the tote board. We got a lot going on here. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And let's turn social media's biggest loser into a social media's biggest winner today, right? With Awaken 180 weight loss. I'm sure they would be okay with this. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken 180. And the biggest winner is you people and the people who are benefiting from this all together. You stepping up and getting close now to 300,000 meals donated. That's a social media winner. So text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Steelers defensive end Cam Hayward coming up. It's Cook and Joe, and it's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That man said it all right there. You can jump in, text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155 and make your donation. If you could be that generous, a lot of people stepping up today, including our next guest here, Chris Sarich of the Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. Chris, you're at the plate, man. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good.
Thanks for doing this. It's a great cause. Anytime we give back to the community, we absolutely love it and love to be a part of it.
What do you have, Chris? What's happening?
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and donate 3,000 meals today. Wow. So that's $1,000. And we're going to do something a little special, too. So if anybody buys a beautiful piece of jewelry from us now through April 2nd at either of our locations, at No Gabriel & Company Jewelers, Ross Park Mall, or in our Wexford location, the Pine Tree Shops, for every purchase that you guys make, just say that you heard us here on Feed to Need, and we are going to go ahead and give another 150 meals.
That is incredible. So again, Chris Sarich here from Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers. 3,000 meals he has just donated. And then if you go into one of their locations, Ross Park Mall or Wexford at Pine Tree Shops, and tell us the last part of that then.
So all you have to do is tell us that you heard us on the radiothon. And whatever you buy, no matter what the dollar amount is, we're going to go ahead and donate another 150 meals in your name.
That is awesome. Man, we really appreciate that, Chris. And I'm glad that you called in.
Definitely. We're glad to help. And again, I just want to thank you guys for putting this on and helping the community, you know, the way you guys do. We love you, and we love the cause.
Thank you, Chris. That was awesome. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care, Joe.
Chris Sarich, and that's Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. How about that, Olsey? He just stepped right in there, stepped right into the fray and hit a homer.
I know. Huh? And the incentives, too. It's great.
Is Cam Hayward on the line?
Yes, he is.
Wow. Let's go to him. Cam Hayward, Steelers defensive end, in my humble opinion, bound for the Hall of Fame defensive end. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. Cam, this is incredible. I really appreciate you taking the time here on the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. How are you?
I'm good, Starkey. How are you?
Really good. People have stepped up here. You just heard that guy, 3,000 meals at the drop of a hat, and everybody else seems to be stepping up here to the point where we're near 300,000 meals.
Wow.
And I know nobody needs to be informed that you are incredible in community service. Walter Payton nominee, and just you're known for this every bit as much as your football, I would say, Cam. Can you talk about sort of the inspiration for stepping up at times like this?
Well, I think for me, you know, not only, you know, having family members from here, but I think my parents have always instilled in me to, you know, help everybody out. You know, when you're in a position that you're blessed, you know, God didn't just do it just out of kindness, but it's to help others. And, you know, I've always been fortunate to help others, and I'm just going to continue to do it. You know, today we have our Shooting for Success soiree where we get a lot of kids, young men that are going off to college, have college interviews and prom interviews or proms, and they need a suit. And we're going to provide that today. And we get to see them in their suits for the very first time. And, you know, it's stuff like that where you get to see, you know, you're making a difference, not only for you, but in somebody else's heart.
There's a great photo of you. I'm looking at the website, the CameronHaywardFoundation.org. And the main photo on there is you sitting down with a bunch of kids at an arcade. I love that. It just, I think it speaks to all of this. It's a great photo.
Well, you know, it's probably me getting beaten some games, so I don't like to talk too much about that photo.
And I imagine what you just talked about is through your foundation. What other things are you doing through your foundation right now?
Well, you know, this is our main thing right now. We've been doing Craig's Closet for over a couple years, and we're really getting to see the fruit of that. You know, this will be our second year of doing the Shooting for Success, and we're actually having a couple kids who participated last year, and they get to talk about what all we've been able to accomplish. Because then we also get different people who have jobs who are looking to hire, and we get to have them explain how they got involved and how they want to give back. And it almost just becomes a trickle-down effect, because the more you provide for a kid, the more you can make a difference in that guy's life.
Cam Hayward on the Nemecolon fan hotline. You can text NEED to 50155. You can go to the call center at 412-663-5664. Or you can go to the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center, our website, 937thefan.com, the Feed the Need page. It's all there if you want to step up and donate as we move toward 300,000 meals donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. 1 in 9 of our neighbors, according to the food bank, is currently facing food insecurity, and every single dollar can provide up to 3 healthy meals. Cam, I wanted to talk a little bit of football with you. I'm very I'm very curious. Your buddy Larry Ogunjobi is back, and it sounds like you're pretty happy about that, yes?
Yeah, very happy about it. You know, I thought Larry had a pretty good year dealing with injuries he dealt with and still being the main cog in our defensive line. I thought he played really well. To bring a guy like that back, then now you don't have to go in thinking who's going to play the next side and getting them up to speed. He can really thrive in that role and be better because of it. You know, I think he's a heck of a player, an even better guy that's just going to benefit from being in a system more than 1 year. You know, it's fun. We got to talking And he said to me, usually I'm packing my bags up after every year. So, you know, this is the first time I get to stay in one place. So I'm like, let's make that happen more often.
Yeah, usually he's going somewhere else in the AFC North, but this time,
I know,
this is great. And how about...
Yeah, I had to stop that train to Baltimore.
Yes, exactly. How about Patrick Peterson? I imagine happy, very happy with him, but also probably some sadness to lose Cam Sutton, right?
Yeah, you know, I think it's two different situations. You lose a guy like Cam Sutton, and you say you're happy for him that he gets to provide for his family. You know, Cam is a heck of a guy. He was becoming a leader in that room. But the flip side, with losing him, you bring in a guy like Pete, who's, you know, has a success of everywhere, and is only going to benefit the group. You know, I think the greatest thing we did years ago was bring in a guy like Joe Haden, who, you know, was a consummate pro, Hall of Famer in my book, but knew how to play a position at a high level. And I think everybody benefits from that. So when you lose a guy like Joe, it kind of sets you back. But you bring in a guy like Pat Peterson, it only makes the group better.
Well, let's stick on that topic for a minute, because I have maintained that you will belong in the Hall of Fame. I compare you to some of the people already in, and I say you belong. I think you already belong, but you're still enhancing your resume. Does that thought ever cross your mind?
It's crossed my mind plenty of times, but I think for me, I get to only enhance that, and I get to build on it. You know, I think I look at it as I'm not there yet. I won't be there during my career. So to say I'm a Hall of Famer already, you know, I don't think it's done yet. So I got to keep adding to this resume and making sure it stands out.
The resume right now shows 78.5 sacks, including back-to-back double digits, although they almost took that away from you in that game.
They tried.
They did, man. They tried. Seven fumble recoveries. It'd be nice to get to an 8 forced fumbles. It would be nice to be able to say 100 sacks, at least 10 fumble recoveries, 10 forced fumbles, because, you know, you go in these rooms and you want to be able to just use nice round numbers, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't been in those rooms yet, but I want to be able to go in those rooms and, you know, have a lot to stand on. And, you know, if you add a Super Bowl to it, you know, I think that really adds a lot to your credibility.
Well, I'll finish on that. How close do you think you guys are, and how much does Kenny Pickett have to do with that? Where do you think he's going next year?
Well, I think Kenny's the guy that can lead us there. And, you know, now we know what we have, and I think he's only going to continue to improve. But we won't do it without a quarterback. You can sit up there and tell me that it's possible, but you got to have a quarterback in this league. And I think we have a defense. You know, I think we have guys that would relish the opportunity to be in the Super Bowl. And now you're putting together, you know, I think you've got a really good skill core in Pat Freiermuth, Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, where, you know, it's going to be a lot to deal with. And I'm not saying we're going to score, you know, 30,000 points, 100 points, even 50 points all the time. But we can mix it up with the best, because we play a style that's going to be a lot different, whether it's running the ball, playing good defense, and then having the playmakers make those spectacular plays when we need them.
Cam, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join us today. This means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm on my trip in Target right now, so I had some time to spare for you.
Any message for Ron? He's in Florida. We understand the photo's been sent of him in a Speedo. We can pass that along if need be, if that helps you in any way. That's what's happening.
I'm just hoping he got a tan.
There's zero chance of that. He's got a beer in his hand, and he is literally, right, Folsy, in a Speedo? Am I right about that?
I don't know if he's in a Speedo necessarily, but he's in his sunglasses, wearing his sunglasses. He's soaking up the sun.
I tried to set up Ron on a blind date last week, Cam.
Oh, gosh, how did that go?
It hasn't happened yet. He seems to be a little bit shy about that. We have to get him fixed up.
Shy. He's got personality.
He does. He's a wonderful man. Thank you, Cam.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you, man. That's Cam Hayward of the Steelers, who does all kinds of work in the community. He's rooting for Ron, isn't he?
Of course he is.
We all are.
Yes.
Ron needs a life partner.
Hey, we might be rooting for Ron more than Ron's rooting for Ron.
Yes. I mean, when you have Cam Hayward, for God's sakes, is on that team, right?
I know.
We're all on the same team today, trying to raise meals. We're going to get the tote board update here. I'm thinking we're going to be over 250,000 meals donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That's my guess. When we talk to Brian Gulish coming up here, we'll give you that update. In the meantime, you can help boost the total here before Brian gets in the studio. Text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155 to make a donation. Call 412-663-5664. That's another way to do it. Or simply go on our website, the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. And the Feed the Need page, 93.7 The Fan. Feeding All Yins t-shirts from Steel City Clothing Company. Purchase that at the website. Again, the Feed the Need webpage. It's Cookin' Joe. And I think we've done everything right up to what's cooking. And that's coming next. And that means it's time for Brian Gulish of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brian?
Yes, Joe, we now stand at 1:49 in the p.m. at 235,863 meals.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I'm sure the p.m. guys, I think it's Malzi and Donnie Football today, are going to send things sailing toward 300,000. Appreciate everything you're doing here today, Brian. Thank you.
And thank you.
Absolutely. Meantime, you can bid. You can have a chance to win. Be the fourth golfer with Cale Berger, Paul Zeiss, and yours truly at Chartiers Country Club. Plus lunch, date to be determined. That's a $50 donation, and that's worth 150 meals. But if you do that, that's your chance. That $50 donation to be the fourth golfer in that foursome. And quite a foursome it shall be. Notably, Zeiss. I mean, he ranks first on that one, right? Felsey, if you're looking for a golf day experience.
Just entertainment factor as well. I'm sure he's going to be smoking a massive cigar.
While he putts. It's unbelievable. Putts. Yes. He's got a lit cigar in his hand while and he still does the grip somehow. It looks like if you didn't see the cigar, you'd think there was smoke emanating from his putter.
Well, I guess it's better than like putting it behind your ear or something, you know?
I think he's done that too. Yeah, I think he has done that.
I'm sure he has.
So, you only have a couple minutes, 8 minutes to do that around there or so. Text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Give a call to the call center, 412-663-5664, or the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center at 937thefan.com, the Feed the Need page. Really, truly an honor again to be part of this year and to watch people and hear people and see people step up for others in need. I mean, truly incredible. And thanks to all our guests and sponsors today. I really enjoyed talking to Cody Sable about the painting, Bolsey. You should get a painting.
Did you see it on social media? They just tweeted it out.
What?
93.7 The Fan. There was one that he did today, I believe. He brought in. It was from our studio. The theater, I guess, that we have in here. You have to check it out. It's a Joe Green painting.
Wow. You and your daughter should get one of those that me and my daughter got. It's great. Just like
what was it again?
Painting. It was like her hitting a ball and me, you know, cheering or something. And the guy did it. He studied us for a while, imagined the scene, and then drew sort of a caricature drawing of us. And it's tremendous. It still hangs in her room.
Yeah, in her room?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you where it is.
Love it.
That's great.
Great job today. I can't even remember all the guests we had. Everybody from Derek Shelton to Jeff Capel to Cam Hayward. Matt Capps, John Wehner. This was quite an experience today, man. It was really powerful.
We just kept rolling through the names and a lot of big donations coming in as well, which is awesome.
What's Cooking brought to you by Mr. Reuter. Call 412-ROOTER2. Thank you, Mr. Reuter. And by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Very kindly.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com today. Showers late this afternoon, high of 55. We will talk to you tomorrow. Chris Muller will be right in here to continue the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon here at 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.